Chapter 2. Second Lieutenant William DeBoth, West Point's newest contribution to the Dandy Fifth, had the distinct feeling that he was entering a hostile camp as he led H Troop across the wooden bridge and approached Camp Gila. As he drew nearer to the agency office, the figures in front of it appeared no friendlier. Good God, were they all Indians? After guarding the 16 hostiles, the 30 miles from Fort Thomas, Lieutenant DeBoth had had enough of Indians for a long time. Even with the H troopers riding four sides, he couldn't help glancing nervously back to the 16 hostiles and expecting trouble to break out at any moment. After 30 miles of this, he was hardly prepared to face the gaunt, raw-boned Travison and his sinister-looking band of Apache scouts. His fellow officers back at Fort Thomas had eagerly informed DeBoth of the character of the formidable Captain Travison. In fact, they painted a picture of him with bold, harsh strokes, watching the young lieutenant's face intently to enjoy the mixed emotions that showed so obviously. But even with the exaggerated tales of the officers' mess, DeBoth could not help learning that this unusual Indian agent was still the best Army officer on the frontier. 3 months out of the point, he was only too eager to serve under the best. Leading his troop across the square, he scanned the ragged line of men in front of the office and on the Ramada. All were armed, and all stared at the approaching column as if it were bringing cholera instead of 16 unarmed Indians. He halted the column and dismounted in front of the tall, thin man in the center. The lieutenant inspected the man's faded blue chambray shirt and gray trousers and unconsciously adjusted his own blue jacket. "My man, would you kindly inform the captain that Lieutenant DeBoth is reporting? I shall present my orders to him." The lieutenant was brushing trail dust from his sleeve as he spoke. Travison stood with hands on hips.